This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, having to endure insults here in studio. Jewish producer Chris just said some pretty hurtful things about the vest I have on. Chris, you're not a vest man. You're not ready to be a vest man. It does go with the button-up that I have on. In fact, you should understand that I'm now building a fleet of vests. It's going to be, every time you see me, I'm going to be in a different vest. All right, I only have a couple, but there are going to be more than that that I'm going to add. Anyway, it's me, Jesse the Vest Kelly. One final hour here on the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. And there's a bunch we have to get to. I want to first just touch on this quickly. We've brought this up before. I mean, I think I talked about it again tonight. But the communist and how he pounces on tragedy and why he sounds so cold when it comes to suffering, when it comes to tragedy, people dying. NYPD officer, traffic stop, career criminal guns him down. He's 31 years old. He's a young man, young child, wife at home. He's gone. Corinne Diversity Hire was asked about it today. This was her answer.
Look, our hearts go out to this officer who tragically lost his life in the line of duty. We're also praying for his family during this difficult time, who now has an empty seat at their dinner table. President Biden is deeply grateful for the sacrifices police officers make to keep our community safe. This shooting is yet another painful reminder of the toll of gun violence, what it's doing to inflict on families and our communities and our nation. And that's why the president signed more than two dozen executive actions. That's why we're able to pass a bipartisan agreement to deal with the gun violence that we're seeing in this country. Obviously, more work needs to be done. We need Congress to continue to act on making sure that our communities are safe.
I'm just going to stop her there. It's really gross. Obviously, it's really gross. You think it's gross. I think it's gross. But why are they like that? How were they like that? How could you make a statement like that? When you're writing that down, forget about thinking about it off the cuff. When you're writing that down, how could you do that? Instead of just, hey, hearts go out to this young man, to his family, to everyone at the NYPD. They're hurting right now. We are hurting with you. Hey, we're going to come visit and have pizza with everybody. Why not just something human? Not political in any way, not Republican, not Democrat. Human, just a human response. Why aren't they like that? These people are anti-humanity. They're anti-humans. They don't like humanity. How does a communist get out of every problem? Every problem. What we've talked about this many times. What is it? Well, he kills his way out. Every problem is a problem that would go away if a bunch of people would just die. Period. The climate change nutters. Great example. Yeah, we have all these problems, and the earth is warming, it's cooling, it's doing this, it's doing that, but what's their solution? The honest ones have come out and said it many times. Well, I mean, we need a lot of people to go away. We need you to die. Why won't you just die? We need a lot of people to die. The communist is anti-human. There is no such thing as human tragedy for an anti-human. It's not humanly possible. As I've said, it's like asking you to care about dead mosquitoes. It's not possible to get you to be moved by dead mosquitoes. Oh, but what if it was a lot of them? Still don't care. But what if it was a million of them? Great. Sounds good. Sounds like a good start. That's how the communist looks at humanity. He doesn't care. He's not moved. Why do you think? Look, we stand at a time now when not just America, but when Western civilization is being raped and murdered and robbed and pillaged by illegal immigration. It is. We have imported the barbarians from all over the world, and they're doing barbarian things in our society. This is Senator Tim Kaine. This is a United States senator.
If people, when they hear immigration, I think a lot of people, the first thing they think of is the border. The first thing we should think of is workforce. National security and border issues are really important. And some of the chaos at the border.
We should think of the border. We should think of illegals, is what he's saying, as a workforce. Well, doesn't Tim Kaine know there was just a girl who was murdered, a guy who was murdered? No. Tim Kaine knows. He knows. He got the reports. He read the headlines. He's seen the pictures. It's a lot more than Lake and Riley, by the way, of beautiful girl after beautiful girl after beautiful girl raped, murdered, and mutilated by illegals. It's happened across America for many, 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 many years. He knows. Tim Kaine knows. He knows all the numbers. Tim Kaine doesn't care. Tim Kaine isn't moved by the things that move you, because he's an anti-human. He doesn't see human tragedy, because when you hate humans, human tragedy is not possible. You understand? All right. Let's talk about something more important. Let's talk about child labor laws. Pennsylvania's Domino's Pizza franchise is fined $344,000 for child labor offenses. Oh, give me a break. And letting minors work. One of the charges is letting minors work outside the mandated hours of 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Have you ever had kids before? Try to put your kids to bed at 7 p.m. There's no reason they can't be out there slinging pizzas. I'm so tired of this soft society. Child labor laws need to all be repealed. by the way, we were talking earlier about people living in a world of make-believe and political symbols. You should know in about 5 minutes or so, we're going to have an offensive conversation about political symbols about the right, not just the left. But let's do some emails first. Dear White Trash Jesse, how much will Ronna McDaniel win after she sues NBC? Lawyers must be blowing up her phone. Oh, she's going to have every dime of that contract and probably more. And what's wild is NBC, they knew that when they fired her. These huge organizations, they have armies of lawyers, the best lawyers. They looked at her contract. They knew they were going to have to stroke a big old fat check to Ronna McDaniel. They didn't care. That was worth it to them. Hey, Jesse, would you ever do the Joe Rogan show if invited? He's been on a real heater with right-wing guests, so on and so forth. Listening to you and him chop it up uninterrupted would be electric. Yeah, I would do Joe Rogan. I don't know him at all, but yeah, it's something I would do. It's not something I've really thought about, but I guess it's something I would do. The problem with... let me explain. I don't love to travel and do other shows. I don't do a lot of it, and I'm trying to do less and less of it now. And it's not as if I don't enjoy doing other shows and talking to other people. But when I do that, I can't do my show. You know, it's valuable from a promotional standpoint. I want to go out there and promote the show, and we want more people listening and so on and so forth. It's valuable like that, but then I don't get to be here. I like to be here. I like to do this show. I like to be, not only that, on a personal level, I like to be home. I don't enjoy world travel. You know, as a young man, I used to think how great it would be. I always thought it would be cool to be one of those businessmen who's always on a plane somewhere, traveling somewhere, staying in a hotel. Wouldn't that be wonderful? As I've gotten older, that's a no for me. Hey, Jesse, the CDC should be sounding the alarm about the return of communicable diseases we thought we had wiped out. Well, why aren't they? You probably already know, but why aren't they? We have horrible things like tuberculosis sprouting back up. Measles, they're having to do a full court press for measles vaccinations and things like that in Chicago right now. We all know why. It's all been brought here by the illegals that they're hauling into the country from all over the world. But why isn't the CDC raising the alarm about it? You already know why. The CDC's part of the system now. That's why we call it a system. We don't have these separate institutions now. Now that they've all been taken over by the same sick communist religion, now they all work and march as one at all times. The messaging from Hollywood to CNN to the White House to the CDC is consistent at all times. The system speaks with one voice, marches in the same direction at all times. The CDC is no longer about disease control. It's about Republican control. It's about pushing Democrat talking points and protecting Democrats and harming Republicans at all times. That's what it's all about. All right, are you ready to be offended? Because it's probably going to offend you. I'm just warning you. I'll do that in a moment. Before I do that, you don't have to live with pain. You know that, right? We have lied to ourselves that getting older just means pain. Oh, of course, my neck's going to hurt. I got a bad back, hurts me all the time. We've accepted things that we shouldn't have to accept. And when we seek out solutions for those things, we always seek out things that are bad for us. I want to grab this pill bottle or that pill bottle. We need to be as drug-free as we can possibly be. That's what Relief Factor is all about. It is a drug-free solution to pain. What it does is it helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. Get that inflammation down, the pain goes away. Relief Factor works. You don't have to take my word for it or theirs. Go buy a 3-week quick start kit and take it for 3 weeks. Tell me how that back feels. $19.95 for that 3-week quick start kit. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. All right? We'll be back.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, reminding you that you need to get your Ask Dr. Jesse questions emailed in now, even though it's only Wednesday. Won't be here tomorrow. We'll be back to do Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Ask me anything. Email those into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now let's have an offensive conversation. I talk a lot about politicians and how I don't like any of them. I don't love any of them. I don't. It is the normal human reaction to fall in love with politicians. It is. I am not that way. I treat all politicians, all of them, like rental cars. I use them to get where I'm going, and the second I'm there, I dump them in the ditch and pick up a new one. Period. That's exactly how they use me. It's exactly how they use you. That's how I use them. I realize that's not the norm, but that's what I believe. And a big part of that is falling in love with any man, whether it be a spiritual leader or a politician or an athlete or whatever it may be, falling in love with someone like that turns you stupid. when you turn someone into a symbol instead of the man he actually is, you will do and say and believe really, really, really stupid things because in your mind, you've made him more than a man. You remember, we brought this up before. You remember Obama. And you remember that famous audio clip, I'm not going to play it for you now, it doesn't matter, but of some girl at an Obama rally, and it spread all across the media when she said it. Someone interviewed her, and she was all just full of ecstasy. It was Obama, I love him. And she said, if I get Obama into office, I'm not going to have to worry about putting gas in my car or paying my mortgage. And everyone looked around and said, wait, what? How does that work? What? And everybody, myself included, we mocked her as an idiot. Now, she may be an idiot, she may not be, but what she is, she's a human being who took a man, took all her hopes and dreams, projected them onto that man because she turned him into a symbol. Therefore, it didn't matter what he said or did. In her mind, he was always the lion who believed everything she believed and fought for everything she wanted. A symbol. Charismatic people like Obama do that. The right has done that somewhat with Trump in some ways. And there's a fascinating poll out here that reveals how the right has turned someone into a symbol. And this is what frustrates me because we don't stay active locally. We're not activists. We're not getting involved in local races and primaries and state races. Instead, we've got this symbol, Trump, and we've just taken everything we want and we put it onto him. Trump will fix it. Just name a problem. Trump will fix it. Trump will fix it. Even if it's not something Trump even believes. Donald Trump is against the TikTok ban. Now, I happen to agree with him about that, as I elaborated on the show. I hate TikTok, but I'm also against the TikTok ban. This is not a difference I have with Trump. I agree with Donald Trump about that. But he has made many public statements. You can go read them yourself. I'm not going to read them for you. Even after the recent TikTok bill, Donald Trump is against banning TikTok. Donald Trump is against banning TikTok. Poll is out here. This is the question in the poll. Based on what you know, does Donald Trump support the bill to ban the forced sale of TikTok? Republicans, 47-20, believe Donald Trump is behind that bill. MAGA Republicans, they narrowed it down even more, 50-18. The vast majority of Republicans believe Donald Trump is supportive of that bill. When Donald Trump, it's not like he's hiding, it's not his fault. He's made many public statements to the contrary. What is that about? Why? People on the right are desperate right now. They're looking for hope. They're looking for help. And they have, and this probably doesn't apply to you, but they're looking for hope. They're looking for help. And so they've bottled up all of their hopes and dreams in one big bottle. And they've taken that bottle and they've just dumped it on Donald Trump. So whatever people believe about anything, they believe that he's the one who will stand with them and fight with them. And as long as they support him, that counts as political involvement. But that doesn't count for squat. I've got news for you. Voting for Donald Trump in 2024 don't make you an activist, and it don't make you politically involved. It doesn't mean you're fighting for your country. That's the bare minimum. And frankly, that's less than the bare minimum. We have got to stop the worship of politicians, even ones you like, even ones I like. We have got to stop turning men of any kind into symbols. That's when people get stupid, as I've said many, 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 many times before, loving somebody or hating somebody turns you into an idiot. It does. You can't possibly see truth. You can't see lies. You can't see facts. You can't get out of it when you're in love and when you hate. When you're in love or when you hate somebody, you can't see it. Donald Trump makes people stupid, and that's actually not his fault. The people who hate him turn dumb. The people who worship him turn dumb. Always think for yourself and don't ever make a man a symbol. Nobody. Ever. Not your pastor, not Trump, not me, not an actor. Nobody. Ever. Don't ever turn a man into a symbol. All right? All right. Let's get to BlackRock, some emails, misinformation. Speaking of misinformation, let's talk about Big Pharma. It's too much. What we've done with Big Pharma in this country is too much. The love affair with Big Pharma. Everyone on something. A million things. We need to become a country that's all about natural herbal supplements. We need to look to nature before we look to Pfizer. I love chalk. No matter what's going on in my life or my relatives, chalk is the first place we go. I want help with this. I'll go to Chalk first and see what they have. I want help with that. I'll go to Chalk first and see what they have. They have so much more than male vitality stacks or female vitality stacks that I could never list for you all the endless products they have. Go see what they have that might just improve your life naturally without destroying your body. They have subscriptions, and that's where you save all your money. Chalk.com, CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Go get one today.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. It's not that I'm not an ELO fan, Chris. I like Electric Light Orchestra. That's not a very good one. That's not a very good one. You know it's an underrated one? Showdown. Showdown's a great song. That's a good ELO song. Anyway, let's talk about other things. Did you see this lady? I've decided I like how the left does business in some ways. And let me explain. There are terms the left has used, the communists use, that I've decided I'm going to adopt. And one of my favorite ones is debunked. That's been totally debunked. Whenever you tell your liberal Aunt Peggy an obvious fact that everyone knows is true, she'll drop a, "That's been debunked." Has she ever done that on you? You ever heard someone do that, at least on TV? That's been totally debunked. Now, what's she saying? Well, she's saying that the experts have weighed in and they've weighed all the facts. And they've decided what you just said isn't true. And that's interesting. The experts. Did you see that show, 60 Minutes? Did you see they had this misinformation expert on there. I'm going to play this. Listen to this.
Kate Starbird says the social media platforms also often ignored the researchers' suggestions.
The statistics I've seen are just for the Twitter platform, but my understanding is that they responded to about 30% of the things that we sent them. And I think on the majority of those, they put labels.
But just a third,
yeah.
And do you suspect that Facebook was the same?
What's she saying? What's this nutball saying? I know you're going to find this shocking, but she's pretty much a cardboard cutout of the liberal Aunt Peggy I described earlier, right down to the bugged out eyes and the glasses and everything else. You can go look at her up yourself. What's she saying? Well, we told them that this is misinformation and they only responded a third of the time. Well, get this. It's brilliant how they do this. Honestly, it is brilliant how committed they are to destroying society and the steps they take to do so. Why is she a misinformation expert? Because she decided she's one. and then she started a company dedicated to fighting misinformation. So she on her own decided that she's a misinformation expert. She's going to start a company, and that's what they do. They debunk misinformation. So she's declared herself to be the expert. And then as the expert and as the company that deals with misinformation, they then use that to bully private companies into censoring. Of course, you know what they're censoring. Censoring you. Any information that doesn't take the party line, that doesn't take the communist line, it's all censored because the misinformation expert decided it was misinformation. It's really brilliant when you think about it. I think I'm going to start doing that. What, Chris? No, listen, that's been debunked, Chris. It's been totally, whatever Chris wants, it's been debunked. If you don't understand that, it's pretty simple.
This is not an attempt to ban TikTok. It's an attempt to make TikTok better. Tic-tac-toe. A winner.
Now, do you understand, Chris? It's just like tic-tac-toe. A winner, right? A winner. Now, I just think it's hilarious how they do it. And it's dirty and it's evil and it's wrong, but it's hilarious. Speaking of dirty, evil, and wrong, this is a representative in Congress. How far we have fallen.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis just signed a bill that would ban social media accounts for children under 14. I'm curious what you think about that bill.
I think that goes too far. I mean, there are a number of people on social media who may be LGBTQ+, who may need that outlet in terms of building a community.
Oh, I didn't realize that was why you valued it. Now I understand why so many people are complaining about the ban. All right. BlackRock, an evil, soulless corporation. You already know that. BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street. Those are the three finance giants every American should know, and no one even knows their names. They're the ones pushing all that corporate communism you see out there. So much of it begins in BlackRock and Vanguard and State Street. And they're the ones who have caused so much of the financial pain you see out there, pushing their endless communist filth on our society. And boy, talk about the headline of headline. BlackRock's Fink, that's Larry Fink, he's the head of it. BlackRock's Fink flags U.S. retirement crisis and plans a product launch. These people really did preside over the destruction of our currency and our economy, and then they're going to sell you the product to make it all better. It's almost like Pfizer telling you they've got something for those heart problems you all of a sudden just popped up over the last couple years. God, at least these people are absolutely shameless. All right. Let's get to some emails. Jesse, I'm watching Senator Rand Paul discussing the necessity of addressing entitlement spending. Why does everyone speak about Social Security and Medicare, but not government employees' pensions? I've lived my entire life state of Illinois. They have these hefty pensions. Why isn't cutting government pensions addressed? And her name is Gigi. All right. Let me explain. Government pensions, it depends on the government. So, like in the state of Illinois, they most likely have a pension fund for their government employees. And that pension fund is handed, actually, I didn't do this on purpose, to a finance giant usually. Hey, BlackRock. Here, and as you can imagine, the pension fund is huge. Hey, BlackRock, here's $8 billion. Invest the money for our employees wisely so our employees can get a good return when they retire after working for 15 minutes. You know how government employees usually do. And BlackRock takes all that money, they invest it, and so that's the case. Now, I assume you're talking about federal employees and federal stuff. Well, listen, I don't want the Social Security check you rely on to stop coming. Don't think that that's ever what I'm saying at all. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is we cannot save America. We cannot save our financial system without slowly but surely phasing out Social Security and Medicare. It's not possible. And when you say something like that, people will usually respond with some form of this, and it's an understandable response. So what about pensions, or what about foreign aid, or what about... No, listen, I'm great with addressing all that too, because we have to address every government expenditure, every single one. But those are the big ones. You don't have to take my word for it. They're sounding the alarm. $175 trillion with a T in unfunded liabilities from those programs. You can cut every dime of foreign aid tomorrow. You can cut all the pork spending, that kind of waste. You can cut all that tomorrow. Get rid of it, dump it all. It's gone. Okay, woohoo, it's gone now. If you cut all that tomorrow, it wouldn't come close to saving our financial system. Don't take my word for it. Again, do your own research. Go look up a pie chart. Do this. Go ahead, do an internet search for pie chart, government budget, pie chart, U.S. economy. U.S. economy might not. Pie chart, U.S. budget. And tell me what you see. We want to believe that there are a bunch of different ways we can do this without experiencing any change. But we cannot. The government blew all of our money. You paid into Social Security your whole life. The government blew all your daggone money. And no, I don't want the checks to stop coming. But we have to begin phasing this program out before it ends the country as we know it. The same with all of them. Medicare. Look, the military. Sorry, I know this won't be popular either. The military needs huge cuts now. I didn't make that call. The people who came before us blowing all of our money, they made that call. All right. One more segment left. We'll get to a couple emails and so on and so forth. Now, what are we going to do? Well, someone asked earlier, what are we going to do? How do we prepare? The only way to properly prepare for problems like we're going to have is ammunition, water, emergency food, and precious metals. You need to get in your physical possession things that will allow you to purchase goods or services when problems come. You see, even in societies where the dollar collapses, whatever their currency happens to be, societies where everything's coming apart on them, people still have to exist. People still need things, food, services, kids need things, medical. So what do you do in that case? Well, Oxford Gold's got you covered. Gold coins, silver coins. It doesn't matter what these psychos do to our dollar. Oxford Gold Group will provide you with things that will remain long after the government is gone, long after you're gone. The gold, silver you buy from Oxford Gold Group will be there. Call and get some in your hands. They'll mail it to your front door. Anonymous, insured. They make it easy, but call. 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-GOLD.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of The Jesse Kelly Show, and I won't see you again until Friday. Again, don't forget to get your Ask Dr. Jesse questions in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Did you hear this story out of Oakland? Man, Oakland gets a bad rap, and golly, do they deserve every single bit of it.
Oakland-born 102 years old Victor Silva Sr. often finds graffiti painted onto his back fence of his Oakland home where he's lived and paid taxes for 80 years. Earlier this month, he got a violation citation from the city of Oakland to remove it by Tuesday the 19th or face an $1,100 fine plus an additional $1,277 for each failed reinspection.
I thought somebody's crazy.
In his younger years, before the wheelchair, he often painted over the graffiti himself.
Had a roller and a paintbrush and painted it. It was very, very easy. Because I was a contractor, you know. I'll be 103 in 2 months or so. That slowed it up a little bit, you know.
These days, that task falls to his 70-year-old son, Victor Jr.
It's hard to keep up with it because as soon as we get it painted, it's going to be graffiti on it again. Mm-hmm. And it won't last.
Oakland is so overrun by crime. Businesses fleeing Oakland. How many stories have you read about businesses fleeing Oakland that now they're down to pillaging 102-year-olds who are still there, blood sucking them out of every dime of cash? And this is the kind of thing that's going to come for San Francisco, Chicago, New York City, that the people who are there, the people who remain, they're just going to be preyed upon, not just by the animals on the streets, but by the government. The government itself is going to have to seek out and find people who can provide it cash. Remember, Oakland can't print money. New York City can't print money. New York City, it's a big story that's out there now. They've begun their $53 million program where they're handing out illegals $1,400 a month. This is as New Yorkers and New York businesses are fleeing. They're just going to pillage every dime out of every New Yorker that's left until the city is just basically nothing. Wild to sit and think that that's where we are. But that's where we are. It's horrible to watch parts of your country be given to the animals, isn't it? And look, that's why we talk about self-defense so much on the show, too. It's not just because of what we've been. Where we are and where we're going, we're a country that has a lot of criminals in it. A lot of very, very, very violent criminals. And they occupy our society. And we try not to think about that. Look, I try not to think about it when my boys leave, when they go to a friend's house, when they have a field trip in some public area. I try not to sit and think about the fact that there are violent men around. Do you have your Byrna pistol launcher yet, by the way? Listen, I carry concealed. You know that. I have my Hellcat Pro, my Springfield Hellcat Pro. That's my lethal. But I love having non-lethal, a non-lethal option. But whether you carry like I do, or what, maybe you hate guns, you need to get a Byrna pistol launcher. Even the gun hater in your life can carry one of these. Nobody dies. Shoots pepper balls or tear gas balls. You don't even have to be incredibly accurate. They hit you, they explode, and you stop. It's legal in all 50 states. No permit needed. No background check needed. Man, you really need to carry one of these on you. Ladies, including when you're out for a jog or a walk. I'm just in my jog, brah. Carry your Byrna pistol launcher, please. They give you a discount. Great discount. 10% off. Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A, I should say. Byrna.com/Jesse. Make sure you're ready to stop a very, very violent man. All right. Make sure you're ready for that. All right. Dr. Jesse, Trump's VP choice has to be a warrior to fight the deep state. They also need a squeaky clean history to deflect attention of the apparatchik media. I like Tulsi Gabbard. Also, she's really hot. And I'd love to see a cage match between Tulsi and Dome. You guys are such meatheads. Listen, Chris, that's not right. Chris said he supports it as well. Listen. Okay, I'm not going to freak if Trump picks Tulsi Gabbard. It wouldn't be my choice. Way, way too far left for me. Sounds very reasonable. If you think it's going to help him win the election, that's fine. And I am aware that sex appeal is a real thing. How many studies are there out there that, you know, handsome people or attractive people, they get more promotions at work, right? You don't you don't see, or at least you didn't used to see, a bunch of ugly people in TV commercials. You know, it would, nowadays that's all you can find, but it didn't used to be that way. I don't think it would hurt to have a dime on the presidential ticket. It doesn't do anything for my liberty, right? It doesn't do anything for my freedom. But if you're going to say that would help defeat Joe Biden, all right, fine. Pick Dulcie Gabbard, whatever.
And now,
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Coming soon to a McDonald's near you, Krispy Kreme donuts. Krispy Kreme is going to start selling donuts at McDonald's, and I'm so unreasonably excited. Gosh, I'm not even a donut man. In my opinion, I'd much rather have bacon and eggs, but daggone, man, a Krispy Kreme donut. U.S. turns to Turkey for explosives as the war in Ukraine saps supply. I just want to remind you that as these people get us into World War III with Russia, China, and everyone else, that the United States of America is unable to produce probably the most critical munition on the planet. That would be artillery shells. We have so destroyed our manufacturing sector that we have to buy our arty shells from Turkey. Gosh. Sacramento passes a resolution creating a transgender sanctuary. We already had one of those. It's called the Air Force. I could kill someone. Most U.S. troops aren't getting enough sleep, the report warns. Wow. Sleep deprivation in the military? You don't say. Exclusive. Iraq militia. Biden must withdraw or see troops exit in coffins. Man, that Iraq really did turn out to be just such a flourishing democracy after we went over there and kicked Saddam out, didn't it? RFK Jr. announces hardcore leftist Nicole Shanahan as his VP pick. Well, I guess the bloom went off that rose pretty quickly. Brandon Johnson refuses to say how much Chicago is paying for shelters. Well, again, I told you about the conversation I had with those Democrats who voted for BJ. That's what they called him, BJ, if I kid you not. You got what you voted for. 60 Minutes gets caught red-handed after interview with misinformation expert. Yes, that's that nutball we played for you earlier. What a great gig. That's been debunked. Obama regularly advises Biden and fears Trump's comeback. Oh, Barack Obama is the one that never left. As I've said before, they say every election, this is the most important election in history. They're, of course, saying that about the next one. The most important election in U.S. history was the one Barack Obama won. That was the one we couldn't afford to lose, and we did. We're never going to get rid of that daggone guy. He's like a tick. All right, send me your emails for Friday. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.